This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pat Creighton, a spokesman for the Institute for Energy Research. We want to get his thoughts today on two major stories involving the energy debate here in Washington. All of this flying a bit under the radar, of course, as most of the media oxygen is focused on the healthcare debate. And Pat, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me today.
Well, this story about the wind program, alternative energy, green jobs, has been a major part of the president's initiative. But recently, a little bit of what's actually happened to promote this agenda has unraveled a little bit. It comes from the Energy Department's report on wind, as well as some other independent analyses of what's been going on. Bring our listeners up to date about what's happening here.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. This administration, it's no secret, they have staked a huge amount of political capital and taxpayer resources in the promotion of green jobs and renewable energy. And it seems as though they're willing to pull out all stop signs to promote that agenda. And here's a small example. About a year ago, a study from Spain, which IER commissioned, found that for every one green job created in Spain, 2.2 jobs were lost as an opportunity cost. That's not what the administration wanted to hear. That's not what the wind industry wanted to hear. So what they did, and we found this out through internal emails, this Competitive Enterprise Institute got their hands on, we found that the administration was working hand in glove with wind energy lobbyists and radical left-wing groups in an effort to beat back and debunk that study because it was damaging. You know, these are facts that were brought to the forefront of the debate that this administration, frankly, didn't want part of the debate. So it seems as though they're willing to do anything, and at all costs, Greg, to promote an agenda that is not good for the American people, that costs an exuberant amount of money, and promoting a technology is not yet ready for prime time. You know, there's nothing wrong with wind energy, but when it requires a massive taxpayer handout and a massive government mandate for it to exist, that's an issue, and that's what we have an issue with.
One of these organizations that you mentioned, Pat, is the American Wind Energy Association. Another group involved with this is the Center for American Progress, which was founded by George Soros. In terms of how they impacted the Department of Energy report or this debate in general, what statements, what talking points have they put out there that are fundamentally untrue?
Well, the fundamental issue here is that wind energy and renewable energy is expensive. It requires a massive government handout. And, in fact, the American Wind Energy Association recognized that earlier this year when they said that if it were not for the Recovery Act, we call the stimulus, you know, the stimulus bill, if it were not for the stimulus bill, that the wind energy industry would have had a terrible year, which leads us to believe that they're dependent on the government subsidies. Last year, the wind energy industry lost 2,000 jobs. This administration touted that the green economy added 56,000 jobs last year. They saved or created 56,000 jobs as a result of the green economy. That may sound good, but that's a taxpayer-subsidized job. Those jobs would not be in existence today for not for Uncle Sam. So when Uncle Sam pulls those dollars back, Greg, those jobs will disappear as well. And that's what we found in Spain. That's what we found in Germany, and that's what we found in Denmark.
And where do you see this going? We know that the House passed a cap-and-trade bill last year. It never really got off the ground in the Senate. Obviously, there's a pretty polarized climate in Congress right now. What's your sense on the traction that this still has from the Democratic perspective?
Well, I know for a fact it remains a top priority of the president. He's said as much in recent days. His staff has said as much in recent days. But the American people, I think, are fed up. Not only with cap and trade and energy taxes, Greg, but the way that Washington operates. And when you see these backdoor collusion between the administration and favorable lobbyists to push an agenda, now that's what the American people don't want to see. That's what people are sick and tired of. If I were a betting man, I would say that cap and trade still has about a 50-50 chance, or cap and trade in some form or fashion has a 50-50 chance this year. So it's important that your listeners and folks out there remain engaged. They continue to reach out to their elected representatives and let them know what this will do to their local economy and their family budgets.
Pat, it was just a couple of years ago during the summertime that we saw the average price of gasoline get above $4 per gallon. We heard a lot of different competing energy plans. Obviously, one is cap and trade from one perspective. The Republican plan has basically been all of the above. Expand offshore energy exploration, pursue alternative energies, nuclear power, and so forth. And now, of course, the Obama administration pursuing nuclear power to some extent. But one of the things we heard this week, apparently, just as an aside from the Interior Secretary, is that the Obama administration is basically banning any further exploration off the coast for either oil or natural gas. Talk about the significance of that, if you can.
Yeah, and I can't speak to what the Republicans are doing, Greg, but from a pure offshore energy production standpoint, this administration has leased less land their first year in office than that of any other administration on record. The president mentioned in the State of the Union address that he wants to increase offshore oil and gas production, yet his Secretary of the Interior comes out with information just last week and earlier this week that shows they have no intentions at all of taking the advice of the American people and increasing offshore energy production. You know, offshore energy production, it's safe. We do it in the Gulf of Mexico. It creates thousands of jobs, and it sends Uncle Sam a decent paycheck in the form of royalty payments. This notion that offshore drilling is somehow dangerous, that it somehow negatively impacts the environment, these are just fears that this administration and radical environmentalists, Greg, are putting out there in debate. We've been producing oil for decades offshore. We've developed environmentally friendly technology. We've got the most stringent environmental policies on the books in this country, yet we are the only industrialized nation in the world that does not look at our energy resources as an asset. Rather, they look at them as an environmental liability, and that's just the wrong perspective to look at this debate.
Fascinating on both fronts, and I'm sure we're going to be talking more as time goes on. Pat, thanks so much for your time today.
Greg, I appreciate it.
Pat Creighton is a spokesman for the Institute for Energy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.